Brian Noonan, 720 WGN. We are talking all things COVID-19. Somebody texted in, why all the doom and gloom? It's not doom and gloom. We will be talking about your dream quarantine at some point today, because this is not all bad, but most of us are feeling some sort of anxiety or worry, or in some cases panic. And what do we do about that? And how do we know if we're in the healthy range or if we really need maybe to talk to somebody? Dr. Stuart Shankman is the chief of psychology at Northwestern Medicine. He joins me now. Doctor, thanks for taking some time this afternoon. I know you're very busy, but we appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And I hate to use this term, but when something like this is happening, a crisis like we're seeing now, is there a normal, quote unquote, level of anxiety that we should all be feeling?
Well, we know that the biggest inducer of anxiety that people can have is uncertainty. And right now, there's a great deal of uncertainty. How long is this going to last? Uncertainty regarding how bad is it going to get? Uncertainty regarding where I'm going to catch it, my family going to catch it. So experiencing anxiety is at this point really a normative response in many people.
When does it start to cross over to where somebody is in distress?
Well, I think it's about how much time and energy you're devoting to this. So, you know, it's one thing to listen to the radio for a little bit or to read an article or two a day. But if this is all that you're thinking about, this is all that you're talking about, if you're having trouble sleeping, if your appetite isn't what it used to be, then it could be time to talk to a professional.
So, listen, I never want people to turn off the radio, Doctor. I can't be a proponent of that, but I understand your point, because I think the same way, and I equated it to when 9/11 happened. I wanted to know what was happening, but I found myself getting more and more sad and anxious and everything, and there was a point where I did need to disconnect for a while. That point is going to be different for everybody, though, correct?
Of course, yeah. There'll be some people who will need some information fairly regularly. But, you know, after a certain point, are you literally learning new information, or is it just are you ruminating about the situation and worrying about the situation? Is it leading to any new action? I guess that's a question people need to be asking themselves. The more information am I getting, am I now going to be doing something differently than I did 10 minutes ago when I didn't have that information?
That makes a lot of sense. Now, we're seeing people making what I'm going to consider some poor decisions when it comes to hoarding and things like that. What drives that type of herd mentality that we seem to be seeing, where, you know, we see an image on the news. It's not even reported that there's a shortage of toilet paper, but we see images of people leaving grocery stores. Their carts are filled with toilet paper, and suddenly everybody is in the mindset, we got to get toilet paper. What drives that?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I mean, this is a herd mentality. And right now, as I was saying before, there's a lot of uncertainty. And in an uncertain situation, uncertain situations are by definition uncontrollable. So people are trying to do things in order to get control over what is essentially an uncontrollable situation. So by buying toilet paper or buying other things that they don't need, they're building up a sense of control in themselves that they, a false sense of control that they have over the situation.
So we're trying to maintain control. Is there a way for most of us who we don't deal with this on a daily basis? We seem to think, okay, I'm not really anxious. I kind of go with the flow, whatever. But now I'm feeling this. Other than disconnecting for a while, what can we start to do to lessen the effects?
I think it's really important that people start to take care of themselves, because our number one defense against the virus is actually our body's natural immune system. And we know from decades of research that chronic stress inhibits our natural immune system's ability to fight off infections and viruses. So doing what we can to relax ourselves, to reduce that chronic stress by doing deep breathing, doing maybe some exercise, some mindfulness meditation, or various other things that just relax us, or talking to a friend, not about coronavirus, but talking to your friend about Cubs are going to do this. Yeah, how good the Cubs are going to do once baseball comes back this year.
All right. So we need to just distract and try. And I'm not putting words in your mouth.
Relax.
Yeah, try to lead as normal a life as we can, right? Because there are going to be changes. We are going to have to make adjustments, but life does have to go on, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So this is, you know, I think social distancing is important. I mean, we need to listen to the CDC and authorities that if we want to dampen the curve, that we need to, or suppress the curve, as I say, that we need to engage in social distancing. So my recommendation is not to, you know, ignore it and everything is fine and we need to go on our life as if everything is completely normal. But we could take these precautions without getting ourselves so distressed and so anxious that it's impairing our well-being.
And we know there are a lot of people who deal with anxiety on a daily basis. And this is something I'm sure they're already reaching out to their healthcare professionals. But for those people who may not, for whatever reason, have access to their healthcare professionals or haven't seen somebody, you know, telling me to talk to friends about different stuff, I can do that and it will probably help me. But some people are past that point. What can they do to lessen, you know, their regular anxiety getting worse and worse?
Well, I think if there are people who know they have a history of anxiety and have sought treatment for it in the past or recognize it as a problem, restarting therapy again. So finding a therapist who does evidence-based therapies such as cognitive behavioral therapy will help them in this time of stress, in this time of uncertainty.
So reach out, and people can go to Northwestern's website and get tips and information there. And, Doctor, I really appreciate your time today. Any parting words for people? You know, again, we don't want to put our head in the sand, but give us something upbeat to leave on, Doctor.
Sure, yeah. I think this is, again, a time of unprecedented stress and anxiety. But if we can use sort of the other countries that have gone through this, is Italy or South Korea especially, that this will be a relatively time-limited thing. I think having some hope that this isn't the new normal for the next, you know, 6 months to 12 months, that there is sort of an endpoint in sight. Again, we don't know when that's going to be, but there will be an endpoint in sight to all these precautions and all this uncertainty.
All right. Well, thank you again for your time. Dr. Stuart Shankman is the Chief of Psychology in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at Northwestern. Have a great rest of your day. I don't need to tell you to wash your hands, but I'm good anyway because that's what I tell everybody now. Doctor, thanks again for your time.
Thanks again.
Take care. All right. So there, yeah, wash your hands. And it feels so trite to say don't panic, but that's what we have to do. Don't panic. Things will be all right. Curtis, I may have panicked a little. I'll tell you about it after we do this. It's 720 WGN.